this is Jillian Parks back hosting NYT Antics for our 13th episode, the lucky number 13. I'm really excited to be back podcasting. You would think with quarantine and all that stuff, I would be pumping out podcasts like nobody's business. But when things are on hold here with NYT, it's kind of hard to figure out things to talk about. So now that we are in full swing of summer and we know what's happening, we have tons of things to tell you and we are so excited to talk about them. This episode is going to mainly focus on virtual camp and the camp that we pioneered this year, not contact with all of the social distancing guidelines, but I'm also going to be talking about future camps that we're doing throughout the summer and then all the shows that we get to be doing because we now have venues and dates, and I'm so very excited. So will my guests please introduce yourself, say your name, and then your role in virtual camp.
Okay. Hi, I'm Eve. I was a camp counselor for virtual camp.
So I am Rachel, and thank you. I've been on the show before, and for this camp, I was actually just a parent of kids.
That's very fun. I was also a camp counselor, but because my dad was involved in a lot of ways, I got to do a whole bunch of stuff that I thought was really fun. I think I'll talk about my experience with virtual camp, and then I'll have you go, Eve, talk about in those Zoom calls, kind of like what you learned and what we did. And then I'll have you talk about the camp day that we had, because we did have an in-person park day where we had probably a dozen or so kids that showed up to do the dances and perform them for the parents. And we got to play some games and it was really fun. It was just nice to see people's faces after seeing them on a screen for so long, you know? So what I did was every morning I opened the camp. I had to wake up earlier than I had originally anticipated to warm up and whatnot. Me and my dad did worship, and then we did like a warm-up dance where I had a sweatband on and we danced to classic hits such as Dynamite,
nice
Take on Me, which my dad thinks is one of the best songs ever written.
It's a very good song.
take that as you will, but best song ever written,
The best song, but that's what he thinks. I would agree with one of the best songs.
It's good.
Yeah.
Anyway, and then we also danced to that one song. It's like the "We Are the Ones, We're the Champions." You know that one?
Nice.
For like the national aerobics contest. Mm-hmm. And so me and Liberty did that in the morning, and then we would do little contests. Like I had my dad eat a lemon at one point. We did like a Disney movie naming contest. It was fun. We just basically pumped up the kids, and then the videos would go up. They would go live with David and Jenny teaching the dances and the vocals to three different songs. I think they did I Mention, Chillin' Like a Villain, and Break This Down, which all three are songs that we will be doing in our in-person day camps throughout this summer. And then there were drama videos that me and my dad filmed ahead of time that are, to me, so funny. I think they are so funny filming them. There were so many bloopers where, like, we would just burst out laughing, and that was a very fun time for us. So you can see that in the videos, I think, from what people were watching. And then we did a, like, noon to one conference, like, Zoom call with the kids, where we would have probably about, like, 45 to 50 kids all in this one Zoom room where we would do, like, warm-ups or whatever. And then they would go out into breakout rooms where the different camp counselors would lead devotions, they would lead games, and it was really fun. I know the counselors that I think there were me, Eve, Rory, Savannah, Callie, Joshua Lackney, Caitlin Weir. Is that all of them? Is that seven?
Mm-hmm. I think that's it. Yeah.
Seven? Yeah. And so it was really fun getting to see new kids, because it wasn't the same breakout room every time. It was new kids every time. But I'll have Eve speak on that in a little bit. One thing that I think is really cool about this virtual camp is the fact that we've never done it before. I know that Miss Lackney worked tirelessly to figure out how to make a virtual camp experience, because I've done camp since I was like literally five, probably maybe even four they let me in. And I've been doing it. I did it up until I was like 13. So that was a lot of camp. And I like volunteered in those years in between when they needed it. So I know camp, but I remember hearing about virtual camp and being like, how is this going to work? Like, how are we going to take something that's meant to be in person, take something that's meant to be fun and lively and interactive, and make it fit within the state guidelines of like, or like just people's personal preferences for like not seeing people? Cause like a lot of people aren't comfortable sending their kids to camp this year, which it's whatever, but it's something we have to cater to, because kids should still get to experience camp, because it's still an important part of summer. It was an important part of my childhood. I think it should be an important part of kids' childhoods. How do you say that?
Childrenhood.
Kidshood.
I like
either
kidshood.
of those.
I like kidshood.
kids' childhoods.
No. I like kidshood.
Kidshood, yeah.
Mm, yum. But yeah, I think it's an important thing. And Eve, did you ever go to camp?
Oh, yeah.
What do you remember about like going to camp? Like, what are some standout things?
Like playing games were really fun and like meeting new people.
Exactly.
And hanging out.
So those were some key aspects of camp. So taking those things out of it and making it virtual was interesting. How do you balance that with still creating a fun experience? And I think the kids had a lot of fun. We got a lot of really good feedback. I know we tried to make the videos as interesting as we could, like I said. And just taking that and maybe using it next year even for the kids who maybe can't afford camp or can't make it to a week of camp because their family's a traveling family or whatever. Taking that and seeing how that expands for next year, I think will be really, really exciting. Eve, do you want to talk about maybe some of the kids you met in your breakout rooms, maybe some of the activities you did, the devotions you led, something like that? Like, just talk about your experience a little bit.
Okay, sure. So where I was, like, where I helped out was we had a bunch of kids go into the Zoom room, and then we, like, played games with them while they were separated into the breakout rooms. Mm-hmm. And then once we did that, we started off with a devotion. And then we played games with kids for a good hour. And it was really good. It was surprisingly fun,
yeah.
I would say, because we still got to like hang out with kids and like meet them. And it wasn't awkward or not fun. I don't know.
Exactly. Because it's like virtual and it's over technology. So sometimes meeting people can be kind of awkward in that way. I definitely agree. But difficult thing was me and Joshua Lackney had to come up with games that you could play over Zoom.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about like the games that we ended up settling on and which ones the kids liked the most? Because I think it's pretty clear.
Yeah. We played Scavenger Hunt, Pictionary, and Charades because you can like draw on a whiteboard in the Zoom.
Yeah. It's like a feature that we figured out.
Yeah. So that was nice. And you could play Pictionary on that. And Charades, pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah.
But the favorite game of the kids was Scavenger Hunt, which is basically we would tell the kids to go get something from their house, and I guess whoever brought it first won.
Yeah.
And that was, I think it's a really good way to, I think it was really fun because they could, like, move around and, like, have it, a lot of fun.
Well, yeah, and, like, sometimes you would ask questions that were a little bit more, like, tricky. Like, I'd be like, find something that is shaped like a banana but is not, and they would have to go find it, and I'd be like, this is great, or like find something that is inside right now that should probably be outside, or stuff like that, and they would have to go find it. So I don't know, that was a fun one. Or they would kind of reverse it on us and be like, fine, you go find something that's inside that should be outside. And I'd be like, no. So but it was really fun, you're right, to get to see the kids. The kids definitely liked Scavenger Hunt by and large. But we also did, like, introductions where we got to get to know the kids, too, right? At, like, the beginning and stuff.
Yeah.
Which was fun. Do you have any, like, fun stories from, like, being in the Zoom room or a story that you heard from somebody else?
Well, sometimes, I don't know, sometimes the kids are a little, they have strange tendencies.
Yes.
Like, I think you told the story of the one kid who was, like, you were, like, be a flower, and he was.
This was not me, but I don't know who this was.
And he was, like. And he left, like, the screen, so you couldn't see him. Mm. But he was still there, and he was, like, stuck to the ground. And he said, like, I'm a flower because I'm stuck to the ground.
This is Callie's story.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's hysterical.
Because the kid was yelling, I'm stuck, help, help, I'm stuck. And Callie's like, oh, this might not have been Callie. This might have been Savannah. But, like, one of them. And the kid's like, I'm stuck, help, help, help me. Like, as if they're the flower. But the counselor was instantly like, oh, he's being serious, but how do we help them? Because this is not real life. They are on a screen.
What do we
and
do?
So, like, are you okay? And they're like, no, like, I'm the flower. And they were like, okay, cool.
And then sometimes kids would just randomly leave and never come back.
That did happen where, like, I would have a kid and I'd be like, hi, like, Vanessa or whatever. Like, and they'd be, like, in the middle of their introduction and their internet would cut out and be like, so Vanessa's gone for right now, but we'll wait until she comes back. And then she'd be put in a different breakout room, which was funny. No, technology's definitely funny.
Yeah.
I know, Miss Holland, your children, Carissa was in my room for a little bit and Luke was also there. Did they have any, like, fun experiences that you want to share, or, like, overall what their experience was with the virtual camp?
They loved the scavenger hunt. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. That was super fun for them. And I got to be, like, a monitor because we had a parent monitor in each of the rooms. So, So I got to, you know, I kind of had it on in the background and doing some other things, but just monitoring the room. We wanted to make sure there was always an adult in there. Mm-hmm. And the kids just looked like they were having a blast mm-hmm. going and searching through the house. I mean, we've talked about the scavenger hunt a lot, but they really, really yeah. did seem to like that a yeah. lot.
I have a funny story about Carissa. this is exciting. I don't know why this was the prompt that I chose. This was my bad, honestly. But I was like, find the sharpest thing in that room.
Oh, no.
And all the kids come back. They're like, my little earring. And like, my little toenail clippers. And Carissa comes in with the biggest kitchen knife I've ever seen in my life. And I'm like... very nice. I'm going to give this one to Carissa, but maybe go put it away. And it was great. It was a great moment for everybody. I think the other kids were kind of like, yeah, that's a good one. I was like, well, we're not again. And then my prompts from, and then my prompts from then on were like, what is the most Jesus loving thing in the room? I want you to pick
softest
the most,
thing.
Yeah, what is the thing that really just screams friendship in that room? Yeah. Like, and keeping it abstract to avoid,
oh my God,
injury.
Nice. The sharpest.
Yeah, the sharpest.
I'm might surprised have actually, they didn't go get a machete.
Well, I might have actually used the word pokiest.
Oh.
I'm not really yes. sure why that okay. was the move. Okay. Also, pokiest may not be a word.
Yeah.
But that's what I chose to use, and that was the most, that was a good use of my vocabulary there.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, so we got to do some virtual camp for Monday through Wednesday, which was really fun. I think we had 60 kids in the camp. I think they were
it was a lot.
It was a lot.
Yeah,
a lot.
I was surprised. It was great.
And they were from all over. I mean, we mm-hmm. had kids from different states yeah. joining in
because it was
camp,
virtual.
So was
you
neat.
Can do that, which oh, yeah. is I think pretty cool. Because when you talk about our specific youth theater, it's National Youth Theater, and so having kids from other states. It's kind of cool. It kind of speaks to the name a little bit, but
it makes it National Youth Theater.
Yeah, and absolutely. this is a model that we can use for a while, and I think this marks kind of a cool turning point, because one thing interesting about this whole coronavirus thing is it would be a shame to go back to normal after this, like to go back to what we've, because I think God's given us a really awesome opportunity in this moment to take the things that aren't working and see problems with it and make them better. Like, I think my dad was talking about how classroom sizes are now going to be smaller for social distancing, but we've always needed smaller classrooms.
Right. That's yeah, so much definitely. Better for the kids.
Exactly. Like, having more one-on-one experiences with the teacher, like figuring that out is going to be interesting. So I think there's a lot of reforming that's going to be done because of this virus that is super, super necessary. And I think that actually works with our camp verse, or one of our camp verses, which is he makes all things work together for the good of those who love him. Right. Mm-hmm. I think Romans 8:28. And I think that's interesting because there are so many people who love the Lord who are in the middle of this, who are like, what are we supposed to do now? Like, are we supposed to fight back for our normalcy, or are we supposed to take this and create something new? And I think that's what our theater company has been doing, is taking this weird, unorthodox situation and creating new things out of it, and creating new things where, hey, we get to finally see kids from different states. And I think that's really, really awesome. But it's one of the more normal, regular things that we did was we had an in-person meetup, and I think both of you were there. So do you guys want to speak on how that went, how cool it was, whatever?
Yeah, it was awesome. I mean, everybody got there, I think at 9:30 in the morning, and, everybody got introduced to each other, played games, several different games. It looked like there were different games going on there.
But the crowd favorite was definitely Duck Duck Goose. And I will say this to the end of my days, Duck Duck Goose is the best game ever created. Easy.
That's a fact.
Easy. Because all ages enjoy it. Except for that one age is probably 5th to 6th grade, where they think they're probably too cool to play Duck Duck Goose. But once you get out of that, you're like, no, this is the best game.
It's actually great.
This is the best game, and I will carry that to my grave.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So then after that, the whole group, Jenny, our awesome choreographer, took them to the tennis courts and then to the basketball court to there were some tennis lessons going on.
How dare somebody want to play tennis in the tennis courts?
Right?
Yeah.
And those kids they were working as hard as they could in the heat.
Yes.
I mean, it was so cool to see. And the songs were stuck in my head
a
while.
But seriously, the songs are so good. Okay, so if y'all don't know, I wrote the script for camp this year. Mm-hmm. And so I begrudgingly was I guess I have to watch the movies. I had watched the first one, and it's a great movie. First one's a great movie. But I had not watched the second or the third one. And I watched them, I was like, these are great songs.
They really are.
What
They're
in
fantastic.
The world? And I felt one little struggle I had was I felt kind of stifled because they were like, but you can't use these specific songs because these specific songs are not the correct message for our showcase. And I was like, but those are really good ones, like Ways to Be Wicked. That's not a good message at all. Like, not even redeemable, but it's catchy. And so the fact that I got to pick from all three different movies and like pick what, like 8 songs that I thought were good enough with the message and like fit with the, like, basically the storyline and the script was really fun. And so the 3 songs that we did, which were Did I Mention, Break This Down, and then Chillin' Like a Villain, are literally 3 of the most catchy songs in the entire world. And I will not be sad to listen to them for 5 weeks, but I might take that back. Like, maybe at the end of the summer, I will be probably saying, like, I never want to hear another round of Did I Mention ever again. Yeah, but like right now, like, I'm excited, you know?
Did I Mention was the one that it was like constant in my head.
So good. Constant, I love that constant song.
Oh my gosh, man, that song is so well written. It hurts.
It and, like, literally it is.
Oh my gosh.
I remember watching that scene in the movie and just had a huge smile on my face the whole time.
It's so good. The magic of, like, I would say theater, but like movie musicals. No, but that's really fun. And so the kids actually, like, they learn the dances at home throughout the week.
Yeah, I was surprised how well some of the
kids
knew it.
I know. All the kids, like, knew it super well, or they caught on really fast. Yeah. One of those.
And they were hard dances, too.
Exactly. They were difficult dances, and they like,
were hard.
They really, like, killed it.
I was like, oh, I can't do that.
Yeah, some of those moves, and I'm like, you need, like, some, the word that comes to mind is a word that you will never hear come out of my mouth, but you need, like, swag to be able to do that. Please forget that I ever said that. But, like, you know, like, it requires a certain sort of rhythm to you, and the kids handled it really well.
They did.
And the showcase was so cute. It was like, they put it together in probably, like, literally 15 minutes. Like, Jenny went over the dances a few times, like, asked for their energy, and they just ran with it, and it was so good. Mm-hmm. I was so impressed. So that just actually makes me excited for, like, in-person camps, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Do y'all have any other things you want to say about virtual camp, your experience, whatever?
I think it was so cool because I was at the meeting where that idea was brought up. Just, you know, we're talking about day camps, and then the idea of virtual camp for those who don't feel comfortable coming to a day camp came up in the meeting. And Christy Lackney was just like, okay, let's do it.
Yeah.
You know? And it just, and she did such an amazing job.
So much work on it.
Putting it all together. And I mean, it was truly incredible and so impressive to watch her put that together from the ground up all the other things that she's running this summer. It was amazing.
No, yeah, it was amazing. And like, she's been on it, like emailing me and asking for like suggestions and like telling me what to expect for this, like this upcoming summer. And I have just been so impressed because she has done above and beyond what is required technically of like a camp coordinator. Like, she just put in the work and she ran with it, and we are so, so thankful for her. Because I think that's a really, I don't know, I think it's really cool when you see somebody take charge of a project and put in the extra hours and put in the extra work. It's like inspiring to watch somebody put in work that isn't necessarily required of them.
Right.
Like, going that extra mile. And I think it's cool to watch that happen, because I think nowadays, at least for me being in high school, I kind of see it and I'm like, I do the work because I get the grade and then I go to college, you know? Like, I don't like, that's my like train of thought, but she's just doing it because she knows it'll be good for the kids.
Right.
And she's doing it because she genuinely cares about people. And I think that is a really cool thing to watch as I'm like going out into the world and seeing that like people still do good things even when there's not like a GPA incentive. Like, there's still like a reason to go out and do good things and go above and beyond even if it's not required, you know? So that was really cool. Now I think we can talk about in-person camps. We have 4 weeks of camp. I'm actually really excited. I will be working with the junior campers for all 4 of those weeks. So if you have a younger sibling, or if you are the younger sibling, if you're 6 or 7 listening to this, hey, like, what is up?
That's pretty amazing.
you're ahead of your time. I didn't even know what a podcast was. No, I'll be working. So if you have siblings, tell them to come to the camp. Come meet us out there. I would love to see every single one of you out there during like games, during the showcase. I would love to see what you bring to our script, because it is really, in my opinion, I think I'm pretty funny. Like, on a scale of 1 to 10, like 10, no doubt.
Absolutely.
But like
9.5.
So like, I think wow. No, it rounds up. But like, okay. I think that this script is really funny. And so seeing you kids and all you also equally funny people bringing your humor to it, I think will be really fun. We have Woodlands Camp, which is actually next week, the 15th through the 19th, which is crazy exciting. Wait, is that tomorrow?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Oh hold on. I'm going to need a second. Tomorrow?
We have to be there at 8 in the morning.
Oh, wow. And then we're... Jeez. Sorry. And then we're doing Magnolia from June 22nd to the 26th, which I think is just that following week, mm-hmm. right? If I can do yes. math yes. in my head. And then we have a few weeks. And then we have Tomball in July the 13th through the 17th. And then Spring, July 20th through the 24th. Monday through Friday, 9 to 3, right? 9 to 3. I hope that's correct. That sounds
yeah,
right.
Sounds so. Right. That sounds yeah. That's
9 to 3. Where we're gonna play games. We're gonna learn dances. We're gonna sing. We're gonna do scripts. Do scripts. Do scripts.
Learn them.
Wow. You're going to do drama. You're gonna do drama and acting and that sort of training. And yes. that's gonna be really fun. Plus, all the people we have on staff are really, really fun people. I'm telling you, I did camp for like 9 years. It is fun. I promise.
That is so fun. So fun. I love camp.
Highlight of all of my summers growing up. Like, I wouldn't be here giving 5 weeks of my summer to this if I didn't truly think that it is life-changing mm-hmm. and something that helps you learn to love theater. I think that's one of the big things it did for me. So I'm really excited to see all of you out there. We're also going to talk about something else exciting we have for summer, which if you listen to our 11th episode, I believe, we talked about how all the shows that we had planned, all the hard work that the kids were doing was being conducted over Zoom rehearsals. Mm-hmm. But now rehearsals are being in person for Little Mermaid.
They
Is it for
are.
Matilda?
Not yet. Not yet. But they will be soon.
Okay.
They had gotten through more rehearsals mm-hmm. before the
yeah, because their auditions
spring break.
Yeah, their auditions were like a week before ours, I believe. Yes. So that's really exciting. Do you want to talk about the dates and
Absolutely.
The shows?
Yes. So Little Mermaid is coming up. Our shows will be July 10th, 11th, and 12th. I am so excited. These kids have worked so hard. They. I mean, we've had some in-person rehearsals and just the things that they remembered, they've all been working so hard, even during the break. And I'm just super excited. So we have 4 shows that weekend. We have a Friday night show, 2 shows on Saturday and a show on Sunday.
I'm so excited to see it.
It's going to be so good. And then Matilda, which is what they were actually going to be before us, but now mm-hmm. they're going to be after us, but their shows will be July 24th, 25th, and 26th.
Yay. I can't wait to see that.
So I know. I'm
and all the
so
shows
pumped.
Are at Concordia, Lutheran High School nice. In Tomball. And it is just a fabulous space.
Oh, yay.
I love the location. I love where it is. I love the building. There's plenty of room to follow the current guidelines mm-hmm. for shows. And so we can do that with no yeah. problem. But the ticketing process is a little bit different for mm-hmm. both the shows now. You go online and buy tickets and then you are assigned seats with your group. So if let's say you have a group of 8 people that want to go, make mm-hmm. sure you buy those 8 tickets together mm-hmm. so that you can sit together.
Nice.
Otherwise, if one buys a ticket and another person buys a ticket, then there will be
social distancing between
seats
you.
Between yeah. each of you guys. So just make sure groups buy tickets together. And tickets are going really, really fast.
Oh, that's such good news, though.
Good.
Oh, my goodness. Like, I got an email yesterday that was like, guys, like, hurry and buy your tickets because mm-hmm. people are worried about
people
being
been,
able to get seats.
People have been waiting 6 months for this show.
Right?
Like, we auditioned a long time ago. I'm not in the show. I should probably say that. But they auditioned. I say we because I have so many family members involved. But, like, this has been a long process. People want to see the finished product. We've
Absolutely.
Been waiting. Just testing our patience.
I know.
No, yeah. Eve, you're in the show, Little Mermaid,
yes,
right?
I am.
Do you want to talk about kind of how maybe Zoom rehearsals and just the social distancing and the coronavirus has, like, impacted your show experience with this?
Mostly, it's just I haven't been practicing as much yeah. because there's not much of an incentive to, I suppose.
Yeah.
Which is unfortunate. But, like, they tell us to be off script, but, I mean, it's on a computer. They're not going to see my script. I know. I'm sorry. I am off script, though.
Okay, I believe you.
Don't worry, I am.
No, yeah. I mean, it's definitely going to test people's, like, intrinsic motivation. Like, making
oh, yeah.
sure you're internally motivated to make this show the best it can be. And, like, honestly, it would be naive to say that there's not going to be like a last minute scramble from a lot of people to
sure.
Like make sure they know their choreography, like make sure all that stuff. But I think one interesting thing that's going to really help that is that they're now kicking it up with in-person rehearsals.
Yeah,
absolutely. And so those in-person rehearsals are what's going to make people be like, oh, right. Like, we're still doing this because we can't necessarily penalize people for taking things slow. Because, like, things are weird. I bet yeah. there's a bunch it of people. So weird. I bet there's a bunch of people who thought the show was going to be canceled. And yeah. so putting in, I know for me, after my show was canceled, I've talked about this a million times, but it's all I have to contribute. But, like, I know after, like, they announced the first one, it was really hard for me to, like, continue to be off book for yeah. my script and, like, continue mm. to know my lines. Because I was like, well, if it's just going to be canceled anyway.
Why am I?
Yeah. Exactly. Why put in the work? And so now we're going to see people starting to kick it up, put in that extra work, put in that extra time. And I know all the leads that are in Little Mermaid. I know all the leads that are in Matilda are all insanely talented, hardworking people who have been putting in the work. I mean, I know I talked to Issa yesterday. I know Jacob is probably super ready and excited to be playing Eric.
He's excited.
Yeah, I know Callie's playing.
They learned
Miss
the
Wormwood.
Waltz yesterday.
Oh, I love that.
That was super fun.
It's so sweet. And then it like, really sweet. I know Callie's like super ready to play Miss Wormwood. I know we have, I don't know the little girl who plays Matilda, but hey, if you're listening to this, would love to have you on the podcast. And I know Lauren Rayleigh, who's playing Miss Honey, Matilda, she's super, super talented. And so we have all these like really dependable people who are taking the reins in this hard situation and taking that initiative, taking those extra steps. Like I said with Miss Lackney, like in this time, people who are stepping up are stepping up, and people who aren't are going to have to do a little bit of extra work, and that's okay. Because I think we're all trying to be understanding and so sorry. Understanding and
Ryan, seriously?
I apologize. Our producer, sound, can I call you a sound engengineer? Am I allowed to do that? Sound engineer?
Somebody, what comes next?
But if you're really a sound engineer, wouldn't you understand that clipping your nails in the middle of a podcast is not the move?
But we can hear
but
it.
We
it's
can hear it.
It's not showing up on the
but it's showing up in my brain, and I'm like, with every, I'm like, and then you're done. Taking a click. Moment to take in the little click every single time.
Click.
No, it's fine. Anyway, yeah, like what I was saying, kind of lost my train of thought, but it's cool. No, but basically, we're gonna find that people that this show is gonna be a result of really hard work and a lot of very talented, very professional people who are going to take that out into the world, even if they're not going into theater, being motivated and being ready to do things and ready to put in the work, even if you don't necessarily know what the payoff is going to be or don't necessarily know if there is going to be a payoff, is going to be, I think, a really cool learning experience for all of these actors. I know Liberty feels the same way, but Liberty's... Jetsam or Flotsam? Flotsam? I don't know. Is she Flotsam?
She's yes. an eel.
I know, but which one? That's the real question. Oh
they
yeah,
but have a big F or a J on their bodysuits.
So we can keep track of them?
Yes.
That's super convenient okay. for nobody under the sea.
Right?
Why
it's
would
it convenient for me to know?
For the audience?
For the, to know, oh, that's Flotsam.
But like yes. to have eels that have like their initials like on their just, body. Like,
just kidding, in case anybody thinks I'm serious.
Yeah. Yeah, I hope she's kidding.
I'm
honestly
kidding.
At this point. Innovation that excites. Yes. I'm not against it. But yeah, we hope that you are going to buy tickets. We hope that we can see you there. We hope that you attend day camps if you're within that age. Teen camp. Oh my gosh, please come to teen camp.
Yes,
please.
We have spaces. Like we have space. It is a day camp this year. It is not an overnight camp, but
like,
it is like
but
it's
still
all
but it's like an
all
day.
Day.
Camp.
Yeah. It is 9:30 to 9:30. It is still the same camp experience except you get better sleep.
Okay, exactly. That's what I was thinking. I was like if I were to change one thing about camp, it would be the fact that I am exhausted the entire week. It's a good kind of exhausted.
Sure.
And I've said this before on the last teen camp podcast, you don't remember really being exhausted. Like you look back at the memories and you're like, that was really fun.
Yes.
But like logistically you remember like waking up and being like, dang it. Like I don't get like 2 more hours of necessary sleep, you know?
Yeah.
But now that there's like, it's going to be an all day camp experience, but like plus well-rested students, not only is the showcase going to be crazy because we have Justin Ray back and Justin Ray is the coolest.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, oh the my coolest goodness. Guy. It's going to be really, really a fun experience. I know I'm going to be there at nights leading worship with Melody, which is really, really
awesome.
Fun and exciting.
Nice.
I'm excited to see y'all. please go to teen camp. I went to teen camp when I first moved here, and I was but a small child, and I had the most fun. And it's basically what introduced me to NYT and introduced me to most of my friends, to be honest. Meeting my friends and having that overnight like bonding experience with them. If you are trying to find your way into this organization and you're not really sure where you fit, I would absolutely recommend that you not only come see the shows, maybe if you're within the age, go to camps. Absolutely go to camps. Or if you're 15 and above, maybe consider volunteering for camps. Email Miss Lackney. But also try to attend teen camp. What is the week of teen camp? Do you know?
It is. It starts June 22nd, and we have our showcase June 27th. So it's a Monday through a Saturday, 9:30 to 9:30, Monday through Friday. And then you can head out after the showcase.
Oh, so fun.
On Saturday. That but we still so have fun. All of the normal fun camp things planned and a whole lot of dancing and singing. Yes. And it's 80s music. Yes. And y'all, I can't. I am so excited about the song list.
80s. Oh. Oh my gosh, I'm psyched.
When are we going to know it?
The song list?
Yeah.
As soon as I get it from our director.
Yeah. So that is still pending information. That's so exciting, though.
Yes. And if you are a teen, we always have a dance party during teen camp. So please send me your song requests.
Oh my gosh, absolutely. Send your song request to Miss Holland, please, because the dance party is only fun if you know the songs. And most of the time you do know the songs. But if you participate, you're more likely to know the songs, you know? Absolutely. Get out there, get your taste in that playlist, please, because Miss Holland is a professional DJ and your opinion matters. Wow. Yes.
Wow. So we've talked about a whole lot of things going on this summer, an insane amount, but we have one more thing. That's going on this summer.
Oh, yes.
And auditions and callbacks were just this past weekend. They have about a month.
Oh, wow.
To learn everything. I think cast list will be posted at some point.
6 o'clock today.
6 o'clock today.
Okay. But this probably will go up.
Early, you think?
Earlier than that? I don't know. Whenever it goes up, it'll go up.
Yes.
Yay.
So we don't know the cast list yet, but July 17th and 18th, which is actually the week between... Oh. Little Mermaid and Matilda.
Wow, we just don't rest.
No, we don't.
We don't. We just go full steam ahead. Rest.
The week between those two shows is going to be Aladdin Jr. My God.
Yay.
So make sure to get tickets for that as soon as they are released. I think it's a Friday performance and Saturday.
Oh my gosh, we really are working our actors. Our actors got a long quarantine and now we're like, hey, you get to be in two shows and a teen camp.
Show, camp. Volunteer for camp.
Exactly.
All right.
Good. Yay. You better be involved this summer. You have no excuse. No excuse not to be.
Plenty of involvement opportunities. 100%. We're making up for the past 3.5 months.
Exactly. We want to be able to see y'all. I'll be backstage for some shows. I'll be in the audience for all the shows, literally. I'll be there. Hopefully Eve will be there for Little Mermaid and
will you be there?
No, maybe not.
You think?
Maybe not.
I don't know.
Under the sea. She's playing Sebastian, by the way. I thought I'd throw that out there. And Miss Holland is actually playing Ariel. So we're so excited to see her perform.
Yes, I'm so excited.
Part of that world.
What would I give?
What would she give to play Ariel? I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know if that's even.
We'd have to like lower everything by like 5 keys.
You think so?
Yeah.
You're an alto?
I'm very much an alto. They actually in high school choir moved me to tenor because the boys needed some help. And they were like, hey, you can sing low.
That's a fun little tidbit.
So I loved it because I felt like the tenors always had the best parts and the best harmonies.
Mm-hmm. Probably.
And so I was like, yes.
I think probably tenors are like the backbone of society. You can fight me on that, but I believe it.
I like that.
I think tenors probably have back pain from carrying all of our world on their backs.
Mr. Horn would call like a liner. Lady tenor.
I do like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know what I am, and I've never really found out. I just kind of get put where I get put.
How many shows have you been in?
So many. Literally, like,
what
probably
do you put
25.
On your audition form?
Nothing. I put mezzo. Well, I put mezzo as like a little cop out, like to be like, I could sing the alto if you want me to, but I could also sing the soprano if you wanted me to.
Just check all of them.
Yeah.
Check all the
boxes.
Put
me where you need me. I don't know. I feel like that's a lot of people.
Baritone, tenor, alto.
Oh, yeah.
I think I've just never put in the time to be like, what's my range? Like, it just hasn't come up. Like, if there's a note, I'm just like, maybe I can sing it and maybe I can't.
Yeah.
I do have a large range. Yes. So like when it comes to like, can I sing this? My initial thought is like, yeah, maybe. And then if I can't, I'm like, that's embarrassing. Because Liberty's always there to tell me.
Mm. Oh, yay. Of course. That's what sisters are for.
To make fun of you. Mm. Mm. I love that. No, but it was nice to get to sit down and do podcasting again. Hopefully we'll get to do more regular ones this summer because we have so So many things. July, so if I'm not like pumping them out like nobody's business, like somebody come to my house and like throw water on me so I wake up because I'll be in a coma. Woo, long joke. No, but thank you for listening. And we will see you next time for our 14th episode.